The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Radio AM. This is C.A. Nuri, and you can tell by my voice and explanation in the tune, I am excited today. Today is Tuesday, August 21st, no, 22nd, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host today. As we talk about, it wasn't a collapse of the roof. It was a truffin. The roof did not collapse. It was the truffin. I also want to talk about Aaron. I see Aaron excited. Aaron, you need to put on the full armor of God.
Before I talk to you this morning.
You talk to me this morning, because I know Keith Bell saved by the name of Jesus, and I'm excited about that.
Save the roof.
He couldn't save the roof.
Yeah, on a technical note.
Go ahead.
When you're talking to lawyers, right, your lawyer is a court of law, and the prime minister is correct.
The prime minister is correct?
The roof did not collapse.
Did that end that? Conversation over. So if it wasn't the roof that collapsed, what was that thing on top of the roof?
The truss in the PLPs would collapse.
Pronounce that word again.
So, okay. The roof is a completed structure.
Okay.
Covering a structure, right? The roof is a complete covering.
Uh-huh.
They had not reached that stage yet. So it would be incorrect, infactual, and wrong to say that the roof collapsed. Because the Biden didn't even make it to the roof stage yet.
Uh-huh.
They were just at the stage where they were erecting the truss, which is the beams.
The truss. T-R-U-S-S. S-truss.
Truss.
Okay, truss.
Yeah, and so I say, we're talking about the R.M. Bailey roof collapse and the PLP truss.
The T.
No, that's not the same thing, but still, crisis.
Yes.
Yeah.
I found out that, once again, we have another contractor. Who does not have insurance. Change that. He has self-insured. I'm not sure what self-insured means. And I need you to give me a definition of that. Because before I had medical insurance,
mm-hmm.
I was self-insured.
I still on that self-insured plan.
I have to, when I go to the doctor and hospital, I got to pay cash because I didn't have no insurance because I was self-insured. So when this good contractor said that he has insurance, but he is self-insured. What exactly does that mean?
Well, this is what Google says it means. This is not necessarily in the context of Bahamian law, right?
Our law would be different.
But this is what I found. Being self-insured means that rather than paying a company to pay medical, dental, and vision claims, we pay the claims ourselves, using a third-party administrator to process the claims on our behalf. So, for example...
So, if there's no third party, go ahead.
The owners of a building situated atop a hill adjacent to a floodplain may opt against paying costly annual premiums for flood insurance. Instead, they choose to set aside money for repairs to the building if, in the relatively unlikely event, floodwaters rose high enough to damage their building. So, right, this definition says you don't go to an insurance company. You just have the money yourself. It also said there's a third-party administrator. So I would expect that means...
The bank.
No, not necessarily the bank, but yeah. When you start the project, you put out your bills, you make your assessments and assessments of risk. Then you say, well, we're going to put $3 million in escrow. We're going to put $3 million in this account to be held by a third party.
You're saying that I can't put it in my savings account and say, just in case I hit somebody's car, I could just draw this off?
I mean, you could do that, but technically you can't be on the road without insurance.
Sure. But it's my car.
No.
But I could do that when building houses and government buildings.
Apparently.
Let's talk contracts, though. Can I have a multi-million dollar contract with the government without actually signing a contract?
No.
That's why it's better in the Bahamas. Because yes, you could.
Yes, no.
Know the right person.
You can't. You can't have a contract without signing the contract.
Let's read the headline where the prime minister said that he had a contract in waiting. Hold on. Let me get
Hold on. The prime minister used the term contract in waiting?
I can try to get the right words. Because, you know, you can't be misquoting the prime minister. They send you home from the radio and stuff. But as soon as I get it, I can read it. And you interpret what that means. And because I don't want you know how it goes. But hold on. You continue. Let's talk to go to the caller in the meantime.
Producer, let's go to that caller. Okay, I got it. Good morning, caller. You on the clock.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
Good. Me just said it just now. That's what I caught it about. Because when I heard the prime minister speak, I hear him say that there was a contract about so that these people have this big-time job to go do this work. And I say, when since the government start up a verbal contract? I mean, right now in the industry with regards to the solar, they put you to all the rope. You got to go produce this document, the next document, all the other document before you do anything, start anywhere. You got to sign off on this contract. How in the world now the man got a contract verbal for a government building and so forth? Please explain that to me. I think the bottom line is they talking foolishness. The prime minister. He
ought to order. No, sir, I'm not my prime minister like that.
Sir, I could be honest with you. When I realized that it was the prime minister speaking, A, B, as opposed to the minister of works and the minister of education, although they spoke, B, that it was the prime minister that made the substantive statement, right? It's the prime minister that shared the information. The most important information about the matter. I question, why is the prime minister speaking? Surely this is a matter for education in conjunction with the minister of works to address, and then the ministry of finance to show us legislation or policy that enables a verbal contract for an amount of this nature.
I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
But taking into consideration the way the government's supposed to function and the way the government have to do things, these things are supposed to be already be enlightened.
But listen,
ain't no way it could be a verbal contract for a government entity and for a government facility.
But
ain't
listen,
no way.
Not just
that gotta be against the law.
Is it possible in law for that to happen? B, why would it need to happen if school opens the same time every year? This isn't something, this is not like a response to a hurricane that you expect hurricanes, but you weren't certain a hurricane was going to hit. You know that school is going to be open. How is it that it's 2023? We just had the conversation last year. We had the conversation in 2019, right? How is it that the schools are not prepared? How is it that you caught yourself with not enough time to formalize a contract with a contractor?
Goes to show you that they are doing things haphazardly as it happens. And this is wrong. You can't run no country like this. You can't run no organization like this. And it's wrong.
Not just,
I don't care who it is. It could be my daddy or it could be the prime minister. They're wrong.
You can't produce healthy citizens like this. You can't raise healthy children like this. If there's one thing you're supposed to have certainty about as a young person, is school go open. And when I go to school, everything I even need will be there.
This is a prime example of how a lot of things is happening in society, generally on the lower end, because a lot of foolishness happens at the government level. This is a prime example. You can't do it like this. The government's supposed to set example for the rest of the society. And they are wrong in this. This is another way where they are wrong.
Thank you, sir.
Let's investigate. Thank you, sir. But I want you to read that headline for me, Eric.
All right. So this is from Eyewitness News, Bahamas. PM, quote, R.M. Bailey roof did not collapse, close quotes. Prime Minister Philip Davis said that there was no, quote, roofing collapse at the R.M. Bailey Senior High School.
Okay.
Now, that's different from a roof collapsing. Mm-hmm. A roofing collapse, anyway.
Go ahead.
At the R.M. Bailey Senior High School. He asserted Sunday afternoon on the sidelines of a tour of that school compound that, quote, trusses fell, but there was no, quote, roof collapse, close quotes. He also explained that the contractor did have a contract that was to be, quote, reduced to writing, close quote.
Pause. You got to read that again because I need to interpret that and investigate that. Read that part again.
He also explained.
The Prime Minister also explained.
That the contractor.
The contractor.
Did have a contract.
He had a contract.
That was to be, quote, reduced to writing,
so close the contract quote. Has not been done into writing as yet, but he had a contract, just that it was not a written contract.
Yep.
Is that reduced to writing? I love the lawyer words, though. Because the lawyer words talk to the ordinary Bohemian citizen and say, you know, you're kind of slow. You're simple. So let me explain.
So reduced to writing means a concise statement outlining the nature of the grievance, the point of contention, the disagreement, and the relief sought.
So that means there's no checks and balance of defined responsibilities. Like that word. Yeah. There's no defined responsibilities written out.
Yeah.
Is that what it's
saying? No. It's saying there's nothing written out. Well, it's not written out concisely. The word concise is important, that there may be some notes, but we are formalizing a agreement or a contract or a statement.
So would you call that a verbal contract?
At this point, I don't know if we could call it a verbal contract because I don't know if we can elements of a verbal contract were involved. That's why a actual contract is so important because you could bring me the contract and the two parties and they could say, well, that's my signature or that's not my signature.
It wasn't reduced
and that's the proof of a contract.
Yeah.
But we need the elements. We need to be shown the elements.
I have something else I want you to read, but let's go to the caller. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
And good day, Aaron.
Good morning.
You know what's so sad about this thing? It seems that from the LOI to Palmsy to this situation and several others, it seems like our Prime Minister Philip Brave Davis is shaping up to become a person that is a stranger to telling the truth.
No, don't tell about my
it
Prime Minister.
What it is. I have to call it what it is. And the duplicitousness of how you could, millions of dollars, taxpayers' dollars, you could talk about verbal contract. You're able to say something like that.
Huh? But I tell you what.
The Prime Minister didn't say verbal contract.
Hold on.
We concluded that it was a verbal contract.
To Mr. Newry's point, it appears only the Prime Minister could do it, though.
You know, Prime Minister could do no that. He have to give an account for our money. He's the Minister of Finance.
Oh,
you have to give an account for that, suppose.
Yes, another
administration comes in now. Next week or a month or two.
Mm-hmm.
How they can follow that contract.
Yeah.
And ain't only that. You see, what is so the duplicitous nature of this thing is that since the Progressive Labour Party and David administration came in, they canceled hundreds of smaller contracts because they say all of the I's, one dot, and all the T's weren't crossed.
Mm.
That is what they did.
It's a matter of trust.
Back to that trust
okay,
word again.
Man, all right.
I mean, if the trust fell, I feel like that should just, you know, that should cancel the verbal contract.
It's a matter of trust. Thank you very much, caller. I want you to read this, and then we'll go to the next caller.
All right. So this is from an article, School Roof Failure Exposes Contractors Board Absence. The Public Procurement Acts Section 22 mandates that where the value of a contract exceeds $50,000, but not $250,000, the tenders committee in the relevant ministry where the contract is being executed can award it. However, if the contract is worth more than $250,000, then the tenders board will have oversight, and if it is over 1 million, approval has to come from the cabinet. Noting that contracts for school repairs, which reflect contracts of significant magnitude, must come before a tenders committee at the very least, Mr. Sands added, quote, I can imagine that work they have engaged is much more than 50,000, and no document can come before the tenders board by conversation. It has to be in written contract. It has to be reviewed. Close quotes.
Stop right there. I love the idea. It has to be. It have to be nothing. It could be a verbal contract. So I hear Mr. Sand saying it has to be.
It can't be a verbal contract.
I talk in reality. In reality is that it has not been reduced to written as yet. So verbal contract is possible. I don't care what Mr. Sand said. Clearly, he erred in his opinion.
You know what cost $250,000 as well?
What it cost $250,000?
A judicial review.
Well, someone got to pay the $250,000 for it to be there, for it to be a
to be reviewed.
Yeah, and only a few lawyers willing to pay that type of money.
Yeah,
we have more callers. Patrick's calling through. Go ahead, caller. Call again once. Go ahead.
Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, this seems like this is what everybody call it, a deja vu of Bamsey. You remember when Mr. Davis was in charge of Bamsey and Mr. Hahn, I think, was the contractor and the building burned out?
Yep.
And they did, and there was no insurance, and we never found out what happened to that.
Yep.
I mean, it's like we just, you know, the former government passed the Procurement Act that all of these contractors have open bidding and stuff like that. This other government, they come and they repealed everything. Main perpetrators of breaking the law in the country. Like the previous caller said, if the government don't want to follow their own laws that they put into place, what do you expect the citizens to do? That's why we have so much disorder in this country, you know, because they look at the government, they look at the leaders. If the leaders are not doing well, you know, like they say, fish stinks from the head. And if the head is stink, then the rest of the fish can be stinking as well. It's only a matter of time. So does the government need to, you know,
yes, sir,
pass the law, go by the law, okay? And what is being done in this country is wrong, okay? And the government, the government needs to set the precedent.
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you, sir. It's particularly concerning. It's particularly concerning. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller. You are on Guardian Radio AM with CNUE. Caller going once? Caller going twice? Okay, there we go. The caller is gone. I see we got another call popping up. Producer, let's take that call. Good morning, caller. I can hear your radio, caller. Good morning. Go in once. There we go. You could call back. Call coming right back in. Producer, let's try it again. Good morning, caller. Hi.
Hello.
Oh, good morning.
I thought we've done away with this nonsense. I really had some kind of belief that this would not be happening anymore. Hello?
Yes, sir. I'm with you. I'm agreeing with you. I really never thought that this, but in the same way, I really never thought that the BPL situation would implode in the way. It shows that the governance mechanism, the public service, does not have a handle on itself.
But, you know, let's go back and look at the fact that this prime minister was once, he'd been in ministry straight on up. And this kind of behavior might have been going on for such a long time. Because one minister told me, and I'm not going to call his name, that this is what they do. And what they don't like to do is to do these kind of things with regular Joe Blow. They'd rather do it with a foreigner so they could get something back. But I think if you're close enough to me, I could do something unwritten. And then we could keep it unwritten, and hopefully nothing happened to expose us. But I think Bahamians need to realize that crew we got and the crew we had ain't nothing mean us no good, you know. They enter their personal interests. And when it comes, that's why you'll find someone would take a job for $25,000 as an MP because he could swing these contracts. And then Mr. Sands, didn't he issue a contract that didn't go through the proper procedures for $1 million to someone who was cleaning?
That's the allegation.
Well, then let's tell him shut up.
It's not that Sands.
It's a different Sands.
Oh, it's a different Sands. Yeah. I do apologize, Mr. Sands.
Yeah. Our chairman of the FNM has been rather quiet lately, and I think everybody appreciates that. entirely.
He knows what happened when you have that common behemoth name. You just get blamed for everything. But let's answer this call because we want to transition. Because I see the headline mentions that man charged with sexually abusing an 11-year-old and mother charged for performing an illegal abortion, right? And yeah. I would like to know if this mother performed this illegal abortion without the help of a doctor. Because, you know, I hear no doctor be in charge. I just saying perhaps it's a different illegal abortion technique she used.
What concerns me is the amount of focus on the mother. Okay, now, if it turns out...
Let's hash that out. I don't want to set the scenario.
But then I forget, Mr. Nuri, this matter is now technically before the courts.
No, then we talk about a different matter then. We'll talk about a 14-year-old and the mother decide to have an illegal abortion, completely contrary to this case. That's good. But let's go to the caller. Still have that discussion. Let's go to the caller right now. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, hello, this is Stocky, and I was along with you and Aaron Smith-Sinieri.
Good morning.
I want to clarify something. Well, I want to say something. The thing is, Glennis Hannah Martin, right? She met that situation going on pertaining to the building. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason why the Prime Minister had to get in there and clarify it. You see, that has nothing to do with Glennis Hannah Martin. And she got to be careful because it seems as if it's so, they tried to jam her.
Like they tried to jam the truss in place, it appears. It appears, allegedly. Thank you, Bremen.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. You know what it is? I think in reference to what the last caller said, that MPs, candidates quickly become overwhelmed by the political culture. And then once you become an MP, it becomes even more overwhelming. I want to stay away from just thinking these are all crooked people, right? And it's just crookedness in their hearts. I think the system becomes overwhelming and people underestimate the effort and the energy that must be spent, not towing the political line, but holding the line providing policy by rules and by general orders. And it takes a lot of work. We don't ever correctly tabulate the cost of things. And this is one of those spaces where the people stop tabulating the cost of doing the work and what is required of each and every single person to ensure that the civil service functions properly. Not to give any power to the king, but the civil service is the king's army, its administrative army. And its job is to protect the country and the citizens that compose the country. And it means that those people who are public servants should operate like they are military officers with the same discipline and attention to detail.
I see Aaron pontificating again. But let's go to the caller. Go ahead, caller.
Mary, Aaron.
Yes, sir.
The caller prior to Bremen was correct. Dr. Dwayne Sands has said something as the chairman about the situation with Brave Davis and whatever he called it. He is online now saying something about it. And I agree with the caller. He needs to shut up because the $2 million contract he gave without authorization was the company, the cleaning company at the hospital.
Okay, so caller. Let me yield and say Mr. Sands need to be quiet. And let's put media. Nuri. Mr. Nuri. Do I need to be quiet too?
Mr. Nuri.
I'm just asking.
I hear you. I want to ask you a personal question, but I hear you spoke about it on the radio several times.
Go ahead.
What type of diabetes do you have?
Two.
One or two?
Two. Type
you have two.
Mm-hmm.
The last time you spoke about that with a nurse who was charged people to come or charged you all to come to her, she cut me off and I was trying to give you the cure. I can cure that too for you. I cure mine. But you're going to have to connect with me.
Yes. Leave your number with the producer and I shall text you back.
You sure you can get it? Because the person.
This producer high end. I'm the best producer in the world, man. Kermit on the board.
Huh?
Kermit on the board. You give it.
Oh, Kermit on the board.
Yeah, Kermit on
man
the board.
Man, and Kermit got Ganep and Starfruit today.
He happy.
We good.
Okay. I can leave my number and you call me.
I shall. I'll WhatsApp you.
I call on you too.
I'll WhatsApp you.
In 10 weeks.
I calling you too.
No, you calling me?
Yeah, I can call you
and
too.
I ain't got my backyard garden running yet. In 3 years, you and David supposed to help me.
You look at me and me and who? Oh, that other Davis, my bad. Because I don't know the PM. Like,
Dr. Phil.
Like, CA know the PM.
We all with the producer.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. Let's go to the next caller. Okay. Thank you very much, caller. I appreciate you. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Call a girl once. Call a girl twice. Caller, can you hear me?
Hello.
Hey, go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Newey. Good morning, Ms. Green.
Morning.
Yeah, you know, it's always enjoying you too. Listen, Mr. Newey.
There you go.
Yeah, you remember the raspberry tree that I gave you? I mean, the mulberry tree that I gave you, right?
Yes, I was growing up.
Have you ever went online and looked at the benefits, the health benefits of mulberries?
I will now have Aaron do that for me.
Yeah, but it has a great deal to do with your diabetes. It actually controls blood sugar levels. It has many other benefits, antioxidative benefits. Did you see any fruits on it thus far?
No, just blossom. I mean, not blossom, it's growing.
What happened is the ones that I had, I had cloned them while it was bearing. Mm-hmm. And they only was about 3 feet tall, and they had mulberries on them. I don't know. I gave you the biggest one, so I thought it would have had some on it.
I appreciate that.
Yeah,
but my numbers has been good, though. And since people asking, I checked my numbers this morning, and it was 112. So I've been having some good.
Hello.
Can you hear me? I've been having some good numbers of late.
I can hear you, 52.
The roof collapsed, no, if no, perhaps, right? So we all know what a truss roof is. My brother has a construction company, and it has won plenty of awards. And so I was speaking to him because I actually laughed when I saw the roof collapse because I commit. So he said, anyone in the construction industry know that the statement was BS. And they obviously, when you're putting up a truss roof, there's nothing to dismantle. And so the fact that my brother said, anyone in the construction industry knows that that's BS. The fact that they set up their own mouth that somebody made a mistake and just took down some support system or whatever. But obviously they tried to bypass and shortcut to save money and something happened. So the fact that somebody was doing a trade for 40 years, it doesn't mean anything. It still boils down to how much experience you have with putting up a truss roof. It's just like anything else. In the poetry, I might come across a chair design that I've never seen before and I might have to call someone and I could keep a look. You know what I'm saying? So we don't know it all. Don't make it look like because you was doing something for 40 years. You might have been doing something for 40 years by mistakes. I've seen electricians who've been doing housework all their life and cannot simply do simple mathematics as far as ampacity calculations because they used to the same size ampacity panels in the house. So 40 years doesn't mean anything. Let's give a track record of some of the buildings that he did to see if there were other problems then. That's what I'm saying. It's just like a police officer, a lawyer, anybody, since you call yourself a professional. But we know politicians specialize and have mastered the art of euphemism. Bless up.
Thank you very much for that.
And semantics.
And semantics. I like that.
It's a
play on words.
Yeah.
Wordsmith?
No, there's a more succinct word. It's called lawyer.
Lawyer. He's a lawyer.
Yes.
The prime minister is a good lawyer. He's a wordsmith. But let's go to the next caller. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Good morning, Yuri.
Good morning.
Aaron Green.
Good morning. So look at just for a quick second, I want to say, I don't know if you heard the show yesterday, but I said thank you. I didn't realize the information you were sharing with me the other day about the minister's discretion in terms of broadcasting who's on the sexual offenders register. So I just wanted to say thank you, eh?
No problem. I learn in life. But my parents always do your homework before you open your mouth.
But listen, look at your pumpkin eater about how you almost get cut. Yo, let's just talk some food.
No, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
But I let you know. my parents taught me, do your homework, pumpkin, before you open your mouth.
Yeah, I couldn't have imagined, though, that with all of the technical expertise we have in this current administration, including the public service, that's the legislation that they came out with. I just saddened by it. But go on, pumpkin eater.
Yeah, we can talk about that next time.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'd like to thank the reverend who said he would fix the R&B roof free.
Okay.
We didn't pay for it, though.
Huh?
We didn't pay for it. It can't be free if I already pay for it.
He can't pay for it?
No, we didn't pay for it. How can it be free if I already paid for it?
Well, you need to invite him on your show and ask him.
This double effort.
Pause. The point is this, that even if the Reverend could circumvent and bypass all of the regulations and controls about who could build what, right? Even if he could just pop up one day with all of the materials and build a roof and do it properly, there's somebody that still owes the taxpayer money for a job that they didn't complete. And that money needs to be recovered. And so I hope that the pastor in his benevolence is not being used to paint a narrative that we don't have to concern ourselves about a resolution. Who's going to return our money to us? Who's going to pay, right? Who's going to pay for what has been spent and what has been wasted? It distracts us from that. It's great that the pastor is willing to do that. But somebody in government has to be responsible for this.
Well, for you, we may you talk a little later, but I'm going to go on Keith Bell. You know, I recommend my prime minister to let Keith Bell resign. His distraction. The opposition youth has a ghost spin.
Well, here's the question.
I expect that to happen.
What happens after he resigns? You shuffling him to another ministry or backbench?
Well, you could reshuffle him. No, not resign. You're right. We paraphrase that. You could reshuffle him.
Well, he have to resign.
You want to resign?
No, I mean, I think it's the appropriate... First of all, I think it's the appropriate thing to do.
That's why I say...
I think it's inappropriate for him to be shuffled without actually formally resigning.
Yeah,
on top of that.
The question I don't like, and I believe, and the accountability and transparency, number one, answer the question for the Chinese. Answer, number two, director, answer the question. Director is right or she's not right? That number two. And answer the question, are you favoritism citizenship? Or just got to wait till 18 to get their citizenship? And based on who you know, you get citizenship? My country don't run like that, Mr. Aaron Green and Newry. It don't run on basis of who you know, right?
I appreciate your call, and I appreciate what you are.
But it's based on who you know?
I don't know what to say. All I can say is Mr. Keith Bell, the good minister, said that he's protected.
Call him a good minister.
If he is protected by the full armor of God, who am I to challenge him?
Who said he's protected by it? He just said he's wearing it. The headline say, Bell, I'm wearing the full armor of God. That don't mean it's been activated.
His grace is sufficient.
That's another thing. He's lying, oh my God. Stop that.
That's a different thing.
I see you got to call a...
Okay, my friend.
That's a pastor. The pastor seems to come out now and say, yes, they see the armor, or they don't see the armor, or asking, who made this armor he wearing?
Armor I talking about, the one I read every day. Don't lie, oh my God, now.
Because even the emperor found out eventually that he was naked.
And he thought he was well dressed. Thanks very much.
Put some other words in my mouth, please, sir.
Go ahead.
On another note, you notice how this gentleman just married us off like that, Mr. Aaron Green and Nuri? You see what he said?
Yeah. But Nuri's a good last name to have. Aaron Green Nuri.
Especially if your name is Kenra.
Yeah.
If your name is Aaron, though.
There you go.
Bell, I'm wearing the full armor of God.
Mm-hmm.
Minister of Labor and Immigration Keith Bell, who has come under fire in recent weeks for his handling of several immigration matters, yesterday brushed off the criticisms. During a Progressive Liberal Party event celebrating the 80th birthday of former Prime Minister and PLP leader Perry Christie, Bell said he learned many things from a boss. Pause. Why is Bell speaking? I mean, he was so safe. First of all, you're on vacation formally. Second of all, you're going to a birthday party. Why you didn't just cut cake and say happy birthday?
The humor to it is the chairman of the Progressive Liberal Party told him a long time, be quiet.
In fact, they told you got to know
where to hold him. And despite the warning, despite the advisement, these people contrary.
Listen.
The chairman doesn't speak, but they don't care about the chairman.
Quote.
Go ahead.
He taught me to put on the full armor of God when the fiery darts of the wicked come.
They're wicked now.
Close quotes. He said as the audience burst into laughter.
Even the audience laughing at him?
Keith, you didn't stop after they laughed at you?
They're laughing at him and he didn't realize he was the joke.
That is what has endured me over these weeks and months. I have the full armor of God, close quotes. Bell faced a firestorm in June after he swore in a woman and her children as citizens of the Bahamas during their father's funeral service. Bell said he had honored the wishes of a dying man.
Mm. It's circumvented all kind of things for a dying man.
The office of the prime minister later indicated that the prime minister does not expect for there to be any more swearing-in ceremonies at churches.
Because it's unorthodox.
Well, I think the prime minister said, it ain't going to be. That's what that means when he says, I expect.
Mm.
He is setting an expectation.
Mm-hmm.
He telling them, don't be doing this no more. Both opposition leader Michael Pintard and former Prime Minister Dr. Hubert Minnis placed on the record of the House of Assembly a serial swearing-in and other immigration matters, including whether the individual sworn in at the church actually applied for citizenship and whether they ever renounced their Haitian citizenship. With the prorogation of Parliament last week, those questions have fallen away.
Gone.
I mean...
It is what it is.
I mean, but we just read them.
What is the trust
collapsed?
Yeah, it's like the trust has collapsed. It hasn't been the roof.
Where did the questions go?
It collapsed.
If they disappeared.
It collapsed like the trust.
Because they're right here in the paper. Well, you said you got...
We get callers. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Caller girl once. Caller girl twice.
Hello?
Go ahead, caller.
You're saying twice, but you just reach on twice.
I had two different callers. You was next.
Oh, yeah. I know you ain't got no time to waste. Listen, though. How you doing, Miss Green?
Good, thank you. How are you?
All right. Thank God for life. You know, the old people, I know if you was the old people, you know, grew up around the old people. You see, like, how Keith Belly is shutting up and all of this, waiting on an answer from the prime minister in the investigation if he can fire him or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They'll get him there in immigration.
Mm-hmm.
The old people is to say, he too brazen. You see?
Mm-hmm.
And did he what was that all about when it was reported, say, the deputy prime minister, when he said the deputy prime minister say to authorize or say something on the deputy prime minister, was that a lie? Or it's just that
nobody
the deputy
pushed
prime minister say last week that they in charge and they could do as they fit?
Listen, that right there, Papa.
Keep up the good work, Miss Green.
Yes, sir. That's the question.
But did he say it, or does that voice note? Remember, it's the voice note that we played suggested it. It didn't like he came out and said it was the deputy prime minister. The voice note said, which sounded like the minister, said that the deputy prime minister did it. But we have AI.
That the AI
could change everybody.
That the allegation has risen to the surface, right, is sufficient to warrant an investigation. You can't look at me and say, well, you know, there's AI. We can't prove that's the minister's voice on
my prime minister's
voice note. So why even attempt to prove
it? My prime minister is comfortable. And if he's comfortable, Aaron, I don't believe that you should question him. And I feel it's an affront that you are questioning my good prime minister over this. Because he said this over with.
It's a good thing I'm not questioning him.
Good. That's
I'm questioning the policies and provisions in law that they refer to as justification for their decisions. I wouldn't dare question the prime minister, but I could question.
A former minister who's running for Ackland said he swear people in all kinds of strange places before. This is normal. They swear people in strange places. Church is a godly place. Where else better than church you could swear people in?
In the Department of Immigration, where all other swearing-in ceremonies take place, that would be the most appropriate place do it. But let me reiterate the fact, because I'm with you, and I feel the need to say this. I would never question my prime minister or speculate on what he's saying or doing, but I spend a lot of time questioning the laws and policies that he references to justify his statements and his actions. And I may spend far too much time doing that.
Yes. I want to go back to the lady who was charged. They didn't call her name. They didn't call the boyfriend name. So they're
in the interest of protecting
the
ultimate victim.
My point is, how is the woman being charged for illegally aborting the child and there's no doctor?
Pause. Abortion in and of itself is an illegal act.
If the doctor did an illegal act, surely the doctor needs to be charged. Are they saying that the woman did not go to a doctor?
Didn't say that at all. We don't.
And so we must conclude that the woman did not go to a doctor, but more like he used a coat hanger.
We shouldn't conclude that.
But what should we conclude?
First of all, from the information shared, we know that it's suspected to be a medicinal abortive.
So where would she get this medicinal aborted thing from, if not from a doctor?
There are not enough details shared with the public.
Should we be asking these questions too?
We should be asking these questions to the Royal Bahamas Police Force. There's not enough information in the public domain for us to speculate responsibly.
When there's not enough information, people speculate.
Yeah, but we are not people in this moment. In this moment, we are more than people. We have mics in front of our faces.
I want to know, why did the woman was charged? There's no doctor charge. And did she create a concoction by herself?
We don't know what the communication was, if any, even occurred between the woman and any doctor. We don't know. We don't have enough information. And that's why I was concerned about the language that was put out in the first, the language used in the first statement, because it inferred a lot of things that were not shared directly that were important to know.
Who created this first narrative?
Well, I'm assuming that the media referred to the police statements issued and to statements by the minister. In collaboration, they constructed the narrative that we see in the paper. But language like statutory rape concerned me greatly because it presumes that there was a consensual sexual relationship between the child and the man. I feel uncomfortable, Mr. Nuri.
You feel uncomfortable?
But these sort of conversations supposed to just make you uncomfortable off the top.
I understand. But I know what a minister said with consent and what age can give consent. I just remember.
Listen, I take this moment to remind the minister that you, in the moment, didn't see any statement. But as time unfolds, I hope you see how problematic that statement was and how important it is to ensure that we're using A, only the language that is necessary, and B, as neutral language as possible, so to ensure that we don't import into the statement our own feelings or any information that has not been verified yet.
Hopefully there's some more shuffles happening in the future.
I just want two things. I want to make sure that we prioritize the violation of the child, mm-hmm. right, over any punitive action on people. That's it. Prioritize the victim.
The minister said that he's going to approach the office of the spouse, and the office of the spouse is going to solve these things. But anyway, I move from that.
That's a whole nother conversation.
That's a whole nother conversation, because I'm trying to find out what this office of spouses do better than social services. But let's go to the caller. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yes, Neri Green. What is the penalty for, like, when you do abortion? I mean, and yes, important enough, the doctor help or do. So right now, the mother being charged. What is the penalty when they do something like that? And should we expect a slap on the wrist like what was given to Bella old lady, Bella mother, 3.5 years or something like that?
All right. So those are great questions, but I want to move forward cautiously, right? Because those are excellent questions, but we don't want to create a situation where we potentially prejudice the case, because ultimately the child and justice for the child is at the center of that. There's so many questions to ask that I feel concerned about asking now that the matter is before the courts, now that somebody has been charged, right? And that's also why it's problematic that the minister spoke about it in the way that he did. Ministers also have a responsibility to ensure the best and most effective route to justice by limiting and measuring their commentary on these matters. If it's a police matter, let the police speak to it. If it's Ministry of Public Works matter, let the Minister of Public Works speak to it. If it's an education matter, let them speak to it.
I know we have a number of texts I want to go through. But what I'm going to do right now, let's go to our first break, come back with all the texts and push that through. Guiding Radio in the AM as we analyze the news. We have Aaron Graham with me. This is C.A. Nuri. We'll be back after this short break.
Baller boy in his phone. What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh.
you don't want bullet hair. You say that. You know, she always say that's my good child.
So what are you doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want to find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas. Then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 24237.
Okay, school bag, books, pencils, uniform. Oh, Lord. And I gotta buy snacks, too? Just lay it
on the line. The Guardian Media Group and AML Foods want to help families in need with our first ever Back to School Snackathon. What's a snackathon? Well, we want to help by assisting in donating school snacks to children that may need them as they head back to school this year. To be a part of our snackathon, all you have to do is shop at your favorite Salomon Superstore or Fresh Market. At the store, you can donate your pre-existing loyalty points, or you can donate cash directly at the register. Every single penny will go towards purchasing snacks that will be donated for distribution by the Bahamas Feeding Network and Hands for Hunger. Together, we can ensure that every child that opens their backpack this year will have a snack and a smile.
Get involved, get involved.
Welcome back to Guiding Radio on the AM with C.A. Nuri. I see Tanil Burrows is in the media. She is moving from being activist to a political activist. And the PLP machinery came and mashed her right up. And rightly so. If she's a political, she's supposed to get mashed up. Either you can be an activist or you can be a politician. And once you declare that you're a politician, expect my entire machinery to mash you up. So I have no empathy at all. I mean,
do you think Joe Beth Colby was aware that her supporters donned?
That's the machinery. She doesn't control the machinery.
Donned her shirt and went out there with her name on her chest.
She is not in control of the machinery. The machinery works by itself.
Let me read. You know that's why you have.
You ever see the chairman of the PLP can't control him? You only can say, "Come this way."
I've experienced that.
Please come this way.
I've experienced that personally.
And if the chairman challenges the machinery at the wrong time, he'll get mashed up too. We have seen even the prime minister, before he's prime minister, but the leader of the then opposition was attacked by the PLP machinery. They see the deputy, who was not a deputy at the time, but the deputy of the PLP, was attacked by the PLP machinery because the machinery is different. They take care of the whole organism. This is organism taking body. One of those words I'm trying to get at. So you have to when you're putting your hand inside this lion's mouth, you take your time. You just try to educate your machinery. No, we ain't doing that no more, eh? Please. And now she came about and faced.
I mean, if
the
I were
PLP machinery.
If I were Joe Beth Colby, I would be livid that anybody would do anything that would even appear to be attempting to run somebody down.
You want to get mashed up and never run again. You let her challenge the machinery and see what can happen to her. She don't challenge the PLP machinery.
PLP supporters disrupt candidates' announcement. Progressive Liberal Party supporters disrupted Tanil Burrows when she announced she would run for office in the Elizabeth constituency in the 2026 general election, saying she should, quote, get out, close quotes. Dressed in PLP paraphernalia, including Elizabeth Matters shirts, a group of people who support Elizabeth MP Joe Beth Colby Davis surrounded Ms. Burrows as she spoke to the press on Elizabeth Estates Park. One PLP supporter told Ms. Burrows to, quote, find somewhere else to go and run, close quotes. However, Ms. Burrows, who ran in the 2017 general election, said she would not be intimidated. She said the recent, and we turn into page, spate of child abuse cases, particularly sexual abuse and rape, have compelled Ms. Burrows to run. I ran in 2017 and placed 4th out of 8 candidates, she said, but I feel like the hearts and the minds of the people are ready now to join in with us advocates, activists, who who have been fighting for child protection, equality, justice, and rule of law in the Bahamas for at least over a decade. And this decision was essentially based on the fact that I've seen a spate of child sexual abuse in particular cases. She goes on to say, I am a survivor. At the age of 5 years old, I was molested by someone, and it was a life sentence for me. And so from that point on, I swore and prayed and dedicated in the back of my mind that I will always remember what happened to me, and I would do my best and ensure that it didn't happen to any other child. I don't care what color you are, if you are colorless or if you are mixed race, politically speaking, at the end of the day, we need candidates who will present themselves and are not going to be rapists. We need candidates who are not going to be corrupt and steal money or bribe people. We need candidates that are upstanding and stand for equality and justice for all. I will lead the way, and I encourage other people, if you feel you are capable, put yourself forward as an independent candidate. This two-party system needs to come down. Close quotes.
All I can say is mash up. She's a political now. Now that she's a politician, and no longer just an activist.
So you enjoy the current political culture?
I am part of the current political culture. This is what I do.
You work in a war room?
No, I have my own war room. They call it Lone Wolf. Lone Wolf, you know, hide. But anyway, that's a different topic altogether.
Because here's what I'm saying.
My point is, she's a political now. She put herself, exposed herself to machineries. She's no longer an activist empathize with what she's doing for the country. Now it's for self.
Okay, even if she says that she is campaigning on a platform focused on eradicating sexual violence.
For votes. Therefore, that's what I said.
Mr. Nuri, this ain't even a Man Down Mashup Wednesday. And I feel compelled to row.
You need to row.
But I need to say this first and foremost.
You need to help her with a campaign because Mashup coming up.
First and foremost, it's disappointing to see that whether Joe Beth Colby was aware of their intention.
I don't think she was aware.
That it could emanate from her campaign, from her constituency, from people who feel themselves aligned with her. She should be concerned that this is what people are doing.
She needs to be quiet
in her name
to keep her seat, or the same machinery will come after her. Time to be quiet because the machinery vexed that this activist has moved from being an activist to a political, and they reacted towards it. This was a threat for their livelihood, and they react. It is what it is. This is how we do our politics. But let's go to the text.
We have limited time.
Time to go.
Okay. Erin Tadao or Tanil can open up an organization, but she doesn't need to run.
There you go.
Also, isn't that your good friend? I mean, what if she is? What does
run
it matter?
Text, man.
On another note, what are you all missing? Is Keith Bell's Armor of God was made by those Chinese workers?
They can need some work on that then.
The Armor of God was made in China or Haiti. On another note, where in the Constitution does it say abortion is illegal? I'm trying to show Mr. Nuri.
We can have a topic about that. Is abortion illegal in the Bahamas?
Illegal. Illegal termination. Terminations are not illegal. Shuffle those two ministers right out of the door. We now know their lack of competency. They should not be allowed to make decisions on behalf of the electorate. A new day, personnel in finance ministry changed. There's no accountability, CA. You are correct. Another text. For all those speech writers the PM has, he stay putting his foot in his mouth, making himself look stupid for a lawyer. And the last text, these people like to play with God. Don't be surprised when they are struck down by Almighty God. So Bell violated the immigration law, and he's righteous, and the people who criticize his actions are wicked. That's what you call a Pharisee. Stop playing with God.